that in the future, technology will be used by everyone.
Uh-huh.
And that the people who make technology will be making future technology.
Future technology? Wow, what's that about?
It's technology, but it's like technology that is beyond what the technology of today is. It's future. It's forward thinking.
So sort of a tech next, then.
You could go with that, sure.
Great. What can fans of technology expect at your upcoming talk?
Well, my TED Talk is going to be about technology and why it's the future. And I will have a PowerPoint presentation about kinds of future technology that I think technology makers will be making in the future. And it costs $95 to get in.
Fantastic. You heard him here. You heard it here, tech fans. If you want to know more about the future of future technology, you can see Technology Experts Tech Talk at TED, TEDx Albuquerque, happening this Sunday at the Hilton for $95. Tickets are on sale now?
They are on sale now. Also, we do not validate parking.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your time on this day, sir. And now the weather. It's ass.
Kind of is. It's cold and ass.
Yeah, it's kind of cold and ass. It says here, Patreon is fucking up.
Is it because of the fucking fee transfer stuff?
Yeah, that seems bad.
So what is it? The fees were originally on the creator to pay,
yeah.
And then they decided to transfer that stuff to the people who are Patreon subscribers.
Right. Yeah, so the creators now are getting a flat 5% knocked off of that Patreon takes. And it used to be that they lost that 5% to Patreon, and then also had to deal with the processing fees. And now, yeah, the processing fees are getting moved over to the people paying the pledges, which doesn't seem very good.
I think that demonstrates a pretty critical unawareness of the kinds of people who tend to, you know, frequent Patreon and support creators on there. Like, it's not a lot of wealthy benefactors that are doing that.
Right.
It's a lot of people that are making small donations per month in order to support, you know, like, small-scale creators that they like.
And I guess, like, maybe I just don't understand. Maybe the processing ends up happening on both ends of the transaction, like, into Patreon and out of Patreon.
Right.
And that's why it exists this way, but, like, considering Patreon just hits me one time a month for all of the pledges.
Right.
Like, they're only paying one processing fee there.
Right.
And to then, yeah, I don't know, maybe there's extra processing to get it out to the creators, which there, I mean, I'm sure there is, but to pay that on a per pledge basis,
on its face, it just seems absurd.
Yeah. Well, yeah, especially, I mean, you know, people that are, like, able to, you know, that are like, hey, I'm going to give this person $1 a month.
Yeah.
Like, if you do that a lot, suddenly each one of those dollars becomes, what, it's like $1.40. Which, you know, if you're doing that to a bunch of different Patreons, fucking adds up.
Yep. I am wondering if they are maybe not hitting the numbers they need to be hitting right now, and this is some fumbling attempt to try and recalibrate math so that they can fix that.
I bet it's like also, I bet some of it is they want to try to keep the big Patreons on Patreon.
Right.
So this lowers the fees paid, like the people running big Patreons will get more money now.
Right.
But I think that comes at the expense of like any, like a lot of the smaller creators that have lower pledge amounts and all that sort of stuff.
Weird. That seems like a trend in society right now.
Yeah. I wonder if any of this is done to... Because Drip launched, which is Kickstarter's Patreon.
Right. Okay, so that did launch.
Yeah, not for, like, it's only, like, a handful of people are on it. Like, they're not just taking open signups. Like, they partnered with people specifically.
Mm. Yeah, I imagine they're probably at least feeling a little bit of heat from that. I mean, they have the time advantage on their side, at least. Yeah. A lot of people have sort of put up roots there. And aren't necessarily the type to just sort of immediately move to the next service, especially when it's kind of unproven.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they also existed in a largely non-competitive space for a long time.
What the it was called Drip, right? I didn't fucking dream that.
I thought it was too.
Oh, it's drip.kickstarter.com. They couldn't even get a...
Is Drip just like a water filter company or something?
Yeah. Oh, it's d.rip.
Okay, that actually is kind of cool. Dot rip.
Yeah. For creator independence. You'll be able to export your Drip data and content. Will even help you securely transfer subscription and payments information to other subscription platforms. Huh. So I guess if you want to get out of Drip into something else, they would theoretically let you do that.
Get out of my Drip, get into my car.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, like, the Patreon platform seems lacking in some fairly serious ways.
Well, that's the thing, like, existing in a non-competitive space like that, like, they're not necessarily inspired to try and improve things.
Yeah. Chat.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Limp Bizkit?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. This is a rapper called POS.
Mm-hmm. Is he one of those Doomtree guys? That,
I don't know what that is. He's from Minneapolis.
Aren't those? Yeah, Doomtree is. Yes. Yes, he is.
He is, okay. Yeah, I don't know what Doomtree is.
It's a Minneapolis-based collective.
Okay. I've never heard anyone else from that collective. He is the only one I know.
The collective has seven members: Dessa, Cecil Otter, POS, Sims, Mike Michtlin, Paper Tiger, and Laserbeak.
Okay, I have heard Paper Tiger before. I have not heard any of those other people.
Past members include MK Larada, Turbo Nemesis, Tom Servo,
mm-hmm.
Minneapolis favorite.
Yeah.
And beautiful Bobby Gorgeous.
It really actually does my heart good that there was a Minneapolis-based rapper named Tom Servo. Like, that...
Yep.
That POS once at South by.
Ah.
It was one of the only good South by sets I saw that year.
Mm.
A lot of shows at South by are not actually good.
Oh, weird. It's almost like a bunch of people descend on the city and just get incredibly fucked up.
Yeah.
And then go home and talk about all the great music they saw in a very non-specific way.
And they forget that a lot of that music was maybe a 25-minute set where the band seemed like they didn't really want to be there.
Uh-huh. Far Cry has been delayed to March.
What was it supposed to be, February?
Yeah, I think so. Like... basically, like, the one of the last possible days in the quarter.
Yeah.
No.
I would not be surprised if that game needed a little work, considering how little they have actually shown it to people.
They were having a thing this month to show it off. Crew 2 is now pushed into next fiscal year, or I guess... just kind of mid-2018. And some unannounced game, some unannounced sequel got delayed to after April 2019. Whatever that means.
Sequel, April, Ubisoft. Probably a Clancy thing.
Yeah.
I had to take a guess.
Well, they didn't. It's not that they planned to release it in April. It's that originally it was part of the next fiscal year, and now it is part of the one after that.
Oh, okay. So that could be anything.
Yeah. She's already on my dick. I'm just trying to find where to put it. Got hobbies of a nerd, but I'm a motherfucking bully. Exhausted by the options and officers, helicopters. So get used to your recruitment. There ain't nobody to stop us. There's death to reinforcements. Whoever would have thought my mama's unprotected sex could have ended up as a monster. It's fucking taking your cookies. Fucking cares. Show him that I am desperate. I want his max. Slow up the pressure. King God hover over. Load up the globe in the Corolla holder. Rolling sober. Blow up the road. Heat up the road. Just fuck up every day. Fully the way I play. Only what's in the way. Solely by silly chicks and accolades. We're shaking off the scene. Save up all the pain. Speak whatever hops above the kitchen trash. And bring the door away. Kill myself a toast. Yeah. No, it's tick-tick. Shut the fence. Shake the boys out of that straight face.
Description and definition is bullshit.
you on the podcast and every concept. Dress me up in alley spots, blind there like my Kamali plots.
Mellow.
Only every fucker because they walk a lot. Talk shit. Going hard on the fuck cars, I make a lot of secrets. Not a lot. Shucking up with you. Bullshit.
Speculation from the chat is are things like Watch Dogs 3 and a Splinter Cell reboot that is open world and you get the origins of Sam Fisher's goggles.
I don't know what they'd do with Splinter Cell at this point. Like, I don't know. It feels like they have other Clancy shit that's, like, doing fine for them.
Yeah.
Like, they have directions they can go with those. So I don't know. I don't know if I need fucking more Splinter Cell in my life. I do imagine they will do a Watch Dogs 3 at some point.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, what would you even do for a Splinter Cell game nowadays? Like, that game seems very built on, like, dense environments, not open world, like, typical open world environments.
Right.
So, like, the standard Ubisoft open world game blueprint probably doesn't work.
Like, the only way I could see that working is if you do the fucking, he's dropped into an environment where he doesn't have any support, he doesn't have any fucking, you know, like, he's robbed of his, you know, sort of support structure, and he is just stuck in this place that he doesn't know what else to do. So, like, he has to sort of fucking explore those spaces and fucking find contacts and, you know, deal with it. But, like, I just don't think that's Splinter Cell.
Right, yeah. Like, if anything, that sounds more like a Wildlands type of thing, or even a Division type of thing. Like, I don't think you could just map, like, Phantom Pain onto that game either. I don't think that makes sense. Oh, yeah, that's an interesting idea. Like, what if they just went the Hitman route? I think it'd be cool. I don't think it's a big enough game for Ubisoft.
Yeah, probably not. But I could see that. Though, I don't know, like, a big part of what makes that Hitman style work is that it's played straight, but it's just capable of, like, bizarre slapstick comedy.
Yeah.
Like, the
disguise stuff is really hilarious.
Yeah, and, like, you know, the hits can be really satisfying in that way, but, like, I just don't think you can do that with Sam Fisher unless you're just gonna fucking make your parody version of Sam Fisher.
Like a deadly serious version take on that probably doesn't work as well.
No.
I don't know. Maybe they just, maybe he just becomes the fucking voice in your earpiece in Wildlands 2.
Sure.
Just to have some legacy there, but it's, you know, his days as an operator are more or less over.
We'll be right back. it. Make Splint, make Sam Fisher the bad guy.
Sure.
Make him go rogue. Fuck it. Why not? Hunt him.
Do like the first Mission Impossible movie.
Years of fucking extrajudicial killing and Black Ops fucking broke his brain, and now he's on a mission.
They've got his daughter, and he's got to kill everyone. So then you have to save his daughter to stop him. But it turns out his daughter's dead, so you can't stop him. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. He's not one of those characters that I held any real, like, reverence for necessarily, so I think if you're going to change things up, might as well just go all the way.
They rebooted it once already, though.
But they did it with still him.
Yeah.
But the only thing they really changed was the voice actor.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I understand why they didn't bring Michael Ironside back, but the guy they replaced him with wasn't anything special.
Well, yeah, I don't know, it's weird. So when I think about Splinter Cell and, like, the stuff that always stuck out to me compared to other games like that is, like, that game was largely about, like, or when it was at its best, I guess, it was, like, facility infiltration.
Right.
Enough these days.
I mean, I think you can do that with a different kind of scope. It's just that I don't know that I necessarily trust them to do it well, considering how deeply focused they are on making one type of game for the most part.
Right.
It's not that. Sam Fisher's on a map.
Uh-huh.
Last one standing.
Okay.
Is the Sam Fisher.
The Sam Fisher.
Yes.
The rest are all what? Clones? Like what
winner, winner, Fisher, dinner.
Ugh. Is that the name of the game?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We've already pre-ordered 30 million copies.
All right, I'm in. It's huge in China.
Ubisoft's in a weird place. Like, they have a formula that's starting to work really well for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, as much as I will give games in general shit for homogenizing to the degree they have, like, they've been doing the better examples of that stuff.
Right.
But I also, you know, when I look beyond the scope of that, I'm not really sure what else I see besides the occasional, like, strange thing like Mario and Rabbids. You know, like, I hope they maybe start thinking about doing more stuff like that, but I don't know that they will.
Right.
Unless they have, like, really good, easy fucking business reasons to do so.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the thing, is when you look at, like, the games they're likely to make, they very much want to make games that will have some kind of co-op hook at minimum.
Yeah.
And if they can get a good competitive mode out of it, that's even better. Like, they want to be able to sell you additional options and customizations and such to show off to other people.
Right.
Like, I'm surprised Assassin's Creed doesn't have more, like, some kind of, like, real online component to it.
Yeah.
But it might be the one franchise that can get away with it because they have been working on it so long. And
And I mean, you know, absent the co-op stuff, that game still has a very long tail on it. And, you know, people are going to keep signing into that game just by the sheer scope of it.
Right. I mean, you see them, like, kind of making some attempts with, like, the daily challenge stuff and, like, the, was it, like, the public event, like, world boss yeah. type thing. Like, you know, that's going to be the stuff where they're like, okay, how can we extend this out?
I mean, the interesting thing is, like, they did, like, as much as I didn't like Assassin's Creed Unity at all, the co-op stuff in that game was actually good.
Mm.
Like, that was the one thing that game kind of had going for it. And if, like, the environments were a little more interesting, the mission design was a little better, like, I feel like that thing would have actually been kind of a breakout thing. But it yeah. got attached to the worst Assassin's Creed game.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I figure by the time they get back around to Assassin's Creed, they will have put some kind of multiplayer mode back into it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it feels like they want to try. Like, you know, Syndicate had the dual protagonists. Like,
yeah.
Origins feels like maybe at some point they toyed with that since Aya is a playable character in places, but it seems like they just kind of walked back from it early.
Origins just seemed like the game where they were like, okay, we need to take a step back from this whole thing so we don't kill it, so let's just figure out what the new baseline is so we can expand from there.
Yeah.
That it had gone up on Steam.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it was, like, I think it was coming soon, like, I don't, yeah. Yeah.
I think it's coming early next year.
Weird.
How long has that been in development? Like, 5 years?
Something like that.
6 years?
And I think you've been able to buy it from their website for a long time.
Right. Play the various versions of that game in development. I really like that game conceptually, and I have enjoyed some of my times playing it. I just was never sure if it was going to come out.
Yeah. That is a video game name.
What is it?
Yeah, Jam Fury! Exclamation point. You, me, everybody! Exclamation point. Also, it's the letter U, not spelled out.
Well, okay.
Oh, those are character names. Yeah, a.k.a. Mr. Fabricate, Jam, a.k.a. Mr. Navigate, and Fury, a.k.a. Mr. Eradicate.
Those are pretty good rap aliases.
Yeah. HD collection.
They've been teasing something Devil May Cry related.
Yeah. Does it have the good one on it? I'd say probably not.
You mean the Ninja Theory one?
Yep.
Yeah, probably not. Dante is and has always been a suck-ass character. Ninja Theory is the only studio that recognized that.
Yeah. I bet Devil May Cry 1 doesn't hold up at all, now that I think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right about that. I don't think I've played it since it came out. I think 3 is the only one of those, like, original trilogy that I kind of was okay with. I know some people like 2 a lot, I just don't remember much about it. Download.
Can you give us a Nintendo download report? Here's your Nintendo download report. eShop on Nintendo Switch. Floor Kids. Floor Kids is a unique breakdance game featuring dance battles, freestyle gameplay, and funky beats.
Ooh.
Discover original hand-drawn animation by John John, a fresh soundtrack by Kid Koala, and innovative controls that allow you the freedom to play the way you like. Lead your crew of B-boys and B-girls through the city, unlock new characters and locations, battle against your friends, and discover new combos as you rock to the beat and find your style.
They got Kid Koala?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
The End is Nigh. The End is Nigh is a sprawling adventure platformer in which the player takes control over Ash, one of the few things that have survived the end of the world. Follow Ash as he flops his way through a future of pain and suffering. Feel his stress levels rise as you throw him into an endless swarm of decaying mutant animal-like creatures and help aid his final epic quest to simply make a friend. The End is Nigh will be available December 12th. WWE 2K18, the most realistic WWE video game experience, just became more intense with the addition of 8-man matches, a new grapple carry system, new weight detection, thousands of new animations, and a massive backstage area. A new rendering engine also gives WWE 2K18 a visual overhaul and will bring the drama of WWE to life like never before.
I
I really need to see what that version of that game looks like. Like, I know it won't be good because I have played the other versions of that game and they are not good. But I need to see how that runs.
Yeah. Theme shop on Nintendo 3DS. New themes this week include Pokemon Winter Hide and Seek. Also new this week, ACA Neo Geo Top Hunter Roddy and Kathy for Switch. Acorn Tactics for Switch. Dimension Drive for Switch. Embers of Miriam for Switch. Gunbird for Nintendo Switch for Switch. Human Fall Flat for Switch. Lost Sphere Demo Version for Switch. Party Planet for Switch. Phantom Breaker Battlegrounds Overdrive for Switch. Plague Road for Switch. Plantera Deluxe for Switch. This is my vegan Pantera cover band. Mm-hmm. Red Game Without a Great Name for Switch. Riptide GP Renegade for Switch. Slain Back from Hell for Switch. Tennis in the Face for Switch.
Tennis in the Face.
Tennis in the Face came to PS4. It's a bad Angry Birds-like.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
That's just a good name.
Tesla Grad for Switch. The Sexy Brutale for Switch.
All right.
Touch Battle Tank SP for Switch. Vostok Inc. for Switch. Yodanji for Switch. Robonauts Demo Version for Switch. 80s Overdrive for 3DS. Christmas Night Archery for 3DS. Japanese Rail Sim 3D Travel of Steam for 3DS. Square Boy vs. Bullies Arena Edition for 3DS. And RTO for Wii U.
You know, the Wii U.
Mm-hmm. They just don't write about this stuff the way they used to. It's a real shame.
I think part of it is there's a lot more for them to put in there, because games are actually coming out for the Switch.
Yeah. A message to our fans, posted by the Tomb Raider account 46 minutes ago. Square Enix is excited to share some big news with you next year. Honestly, we wish we could share it with you right now, but we're taking a new approach this time. A new Tomb Raider game is coming. Driven by our goal of putting our fans first, we want you to know that it won't be very long between the official reveal and when you can play. Our journey together will begin with a major event in 2018. We simply can't wait to take you on Lara Croft's defining adventure.
Well, I knew they were going to announce that at some point. It's interesting that they're trying a different promotional approach, I guess.
Yeah, I don't... That Tomb Raider movie looks bad. Is there a new Tomb Raider movie?
There's apparently going to be a new Tomb Raider movie.
What?
It's a reboot.
What? Well, I mean, yeah, of course it's a reboot, because, like, what?
Yeah, Angelina Jolie's not going to do that shit anymore.
Yeah, I forget who the actress is that it is doing that, but they announced that some time ago.
Something about saying that the time between reveal and play will be short and that they're taking a new approach makes me wonder if this is some kind of fucking episodic thing.
It's possible. I mean, if you think about it, that last game in some way probably could have been an episodic thing with the way it was structured.
Yeah. And there were all the stories saying that, like, despite those games being pretty big, they weren't hitting the numbers that Square wanted them to hit.
Yeah.
So, rolling the dice on the business model seems like the thing that they would have to do to get another one made.
I really just don't understand the way Square Enix budgets things.
But yeah, that's... yeah. Like, having the Hitman thing happen and then doing the same thing to Tomb Raider seems like it would be a weird thing to do.
Thank you.
blocker that can't stop with a conference creep. And I don't show up, I'm trash talk, I'm fuck peace. I'm Chris Porter, I'm Doberman dirty, off leash. I'm Mike Brown, I'm Eric Garner, I can't breathe. We face down, my teeth are touching the concrete. They curb stomp on us, wearing a crown in our streets. That bullshit trivial. Gave a lot of trust in some years to some miserable. Castle made of sand, heavy hand holding shovels. And trouble man counts his real friends on his books. Shit, I used to spend a lot of thought on loss. I used to need for every feeling amplified too. You probably learned early it's better to be hated. And I hate whoever taught you that. I'm happy to have learned from you. Same page, different book. Hard feelings, soft hearts overlooked, but not here. That whole veneer 2020 clear. Keep my warnings out your people's ear. Try to let them steer for themselves. Yeah, watering bridges, hurricanes, and trying to rebuild visions. Pick a pain, I'm sure that I got limits, but fuck it, I'll make incisions till I'm dead and re-risen. This energy, trying to exist in superposition. Trying to exist in superposition. Trying to exist in superposition. Clock ticking, keep living, man. Listen, come on.
Show up to shine, show me the sign. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I, oh, yeah. Show up to shine, show me the sign. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I, oh, yeah. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, show up to shine, show me the sign. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I, oh, yeah.
When my kidney couldn't clean up my poisonous blood, but I just stared at the page. And when I wrote it, I felt nothing but the numbing of cliche. It tasted nothing but batteries and iron all over my tongue. Words rusted in place, and all I want is to chisel my initials into something permanent now. And raise up these damn kids and make my mama so fucking proud. And mutilate a couple crowds.
There are 70.6 million PS4s sold. Sold through.
That's pretty good.
It's a lot.
What did the PS3 end up at in the end? 90?
100? 90-100. Yep.
Well.
No, I don't know.
It came on big in the end, I remember. With all the price drops and...
80 million, it appears.
80 million. Oh, fuck. It's safe to say this is a much more successful console.
Yeah. They... Jeez. You got a new superstition. I could have never so dope and hustled through your position. Give me all black weddings in the all white funeral. Ball like pendulums and I'll write numerals. Numbers on the board of life and all might suitable. Even on your frozen nights when all thighs usable. 2 million PSVRs worldwide.
It's more than I thought.
Apparently that means that they sold over, just over 20 million PS4s this year. Which is a fucking lot.
Between the Pro and the pretty severe price drop on the regular models around Black Friday. I mean, that's still crazy, but yeah, I can see it.
Yeah. Yeah, like there were fucking base model PS4s and Xboxes out there for like fucking 180.
Yeah.
Shit. Which is nuts.
It is, but like, that's like.
But we're at that point. I mean, yeah.
That's the smartest shit they could have done with that stuff.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess the console market's not dead.
Release my fist when my ass has hit the Pacific, and I'm infinitely swimming in the No, unfortunately, people are just buying them to play GTA 5.
I mean, that's a game you can play.
And that's the only game they're buying.
Yeah.
That and some shark cards.
Mm-hmm. They're all buying copies of Tennis in the Face.
Yep. Developers of Tennis in the Face. There's also a baseball version of that. I don't think it's just called Baseball in the Face, though.
Speaking of baseball, when am I getting my Rusty's Real Deal Baseball sequel for the Switch?
Never.
God damn it. That's the only baseball game I ever want to play.
Baseball Riot. That's not as good a name as Tennis in the Face.
No, it is not.
Still, it's an okay name.
Yeah. I'm working on the threequel, Football Fuck You Up.
Mm-hmm. Still can kind of get through here, looks like.
All right,
through the fire truck maze.
As long as they're not going to start backing up into me, yeah, that's folks, this is not a good place to stand.
They're transacting business here in the middle of the crosswalk.
I'm not here to tell these elderly Chinese people how to live their lives. I'm simply saying that their lives will continue with much greater safety if they do not do this in the crosswalk.
Extra strength.
Mm.
Super dry nitrous technology.
Drink that nitrous. Don't let that technology.
Don't let the skinny can fool you. Monster Energy Extra Strength packs a full load.
I would have phrased that differently.
Of our tried and true energy blend. Call us crazy, but we supercharged our Monster Energy base, then injected it with nitrous oxide for a unique texture, smooth drinkable flavor, and buzz that's big as ever. Unleash the Nitro Beast. That's a registered trademark. Mm-hmm. Unleash the Nitro Beast. They thought, like, well, we need to protect that phrase. It's too good.
Like, what if we want to turn the Nitro Beast into our actual mascot? We have to own this.
Unique texture.
I hope it's like drinking carbon.
Seems a little foamy.
Is that the unique texture? Is foam?
Maybe, yeah. Milligrams of caffeine, and the energy blend consists of glucose, taurine, Panax ginseng extract, caffeine, L-carnitine, glucuronolactone, guarana extract, inositol, and maltodextrin. You know, the good shit.
Mm-hmm. Normal human things that people can consume.
Yeah, that's... exactly right. It grows tumors that fight the tumors that Red Bull caused. I almost bought a Red Bull. They had Red Bull with Street Fighter skins.
You could have been drinking Ryu.
A full load.
Of Ryu.
Is it from Hot Ryu? Or just Ryu Ryu?
I could be
or like
Ryu.
B-Boy Ryu. Or Evil Ryu.
I would totally drink a drink called Violent Ken.
Yeah. I would too. But only if it was in a really big can and it said, this can is 2 Kens tall.
Right.
Maserati is my father's name.
Barry, you're an asshole.
Thank you.
Pass, that new Hearthstone expansion that's out this weekend, isn't it?
Hmm.
I downloaded it last, the patch last night.
Hot cards.
Missed an opportunity to make a perfectly decent Aesop Rock reference by just calling it Catacomb Kobolds.
That'd be way better. It's a game called Catacomb Kids.
There is a game called Catacomb Kids.
I remember it being in extremely early access, but seeming kind of cool.
Yeah.
I wonder if that ever actually, like, hit full release.
That I do not know.
Still in early access, but they put out a build December 5th. They put another build December 4th. So, still being updated. Xbox One version of Cuphead is 15% off.
I think that game is worth it at full price. I think any sale is, definitely get that.
Wolfenstein is 50% off.
Ooh. $30? Yeah, fuck yeah, get that.
These are all just Xbox One deals
for
the Game Awards. I think there will be similar sales on other platforms. 25% off Destiny. Deluxe Edition.
Destiny 1 or 2?
2.
Okay.
If you want to play that on an Xbox One for some reason. Actually, they just rolled out their Xbox One X update for that. I wonder if that's any good.
I mean, it looks pretty good.
25% off Forza 7 Deluxe Edition. 40% off Injustice 2. 40% off Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. 50% off Prey. ...40% off Tekken 7. ...67% off XCOM 2.
Does the Digital Deluxe Edition include the expansion?
I don't know. The expansion itself is 25% off. No, it does not.
Okay.
Includes XCOM 2, XCOM 2 Anarchy's Children, and XCOM 2 Reinforcement Pack.
Don't know what Anarchy's Children is.
Yeah.
Probably just a mission pack or something.
Tekken 7 is a very good game. That's a good price for that game.
Definitely my favorite fighting game this year, and there was actually more than one that I liked.
Geese Howard is good.
I haven't tried Geese yet. I gotta try Geese. I actually got okay with Akuma.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't say that I felt competitive with him necessarily, but I felt like I had a good feel for him after a while.
Yeah.
I don't know. I play the big hulking guys a lot, so that's kind of more my speed in general.
Mm-hmm. I've got the power of nitrous oxide bubbling around inside me.
That's good. Press a button, you'll go faster.
That's right. We made it.
We did.
Everyone have a grand day.
Buy video games at sale prices. That's my recommendation.
Yes.